There's a rebellion growing within Australia's law enforcement, one that has the corrupt elites looking over their shoulders. From street cops to senior prosecutors, a small but determined group of white hat officers have seen the evidence. They know the truth, and they are preparing to act. For too long, political leaders, regulators, public servants, and corporate executives have walked free after orchestrating what these officers believe is the crime of the century, the COVID vaccine rollout. Millions harmed, countless lives lost, and still, the perpetrators remain untouched. But not for long. These officers are done standing by. According to insiders, arrests are coming, targeting politicians, big pharma executives, media propagandists, and the so-called medical experts who knowingly pushed false narratives, coerced the public, and profited from suffering. Justice is coming. The reckoning has begun. Before we dive in, join the People's Voice Locals community if you haven't already, and sign up to become a member of the world's first ever cyber nation that truly believes in life, liberty, and the pursuit of your dreams. Visit joson.com and click the Join Us button today. It's completely free. If you're curious what a highly vaccinated society looks like, take a look at Australia, where 95% of the population was pressured by draconian government mandates and authoritarian policing into receiving double vaccinations and boosters. Ordinary Australians were crushed under the heavy hand of authority, enforcers of the elites, while the masses were told to comply for their own good. This woman was shoved to the ground by police, only to be pepper sprayed as she lay defenseless. Her crime? Protesting the brutal COVID restrictions that stripped away basic freedoms. Australian police deployed a helicopter to track down three people enjoying a quiet drink on a private rooftop. Over loudspeakers, they announced that the building was surrounded, as if they were chasing dangerous criminals. Then, they fined them for not social distancing. In what world is any of this normal? Those who refused to wear masks were met with brutal force, crushed by enforcers, serving an authoritarian elite, hell-bent on crushing the public under the heels of their jackboots.
Yeah, but you're choking her. No. As a man on a girl and you choke her. For what? For a mask? For not having a mask? Look how pathetic you are. She doesn't have a mask. Are you serious? Are you serious just for not having a mask?
Now, 4 years later, the people understand they were duped. These uniformed thugs weren't protecting public health by brutalising young women. They're enforcing the will of the corrupt elite. While they crushed dissent in the streets, their masters were committing even greater crimes, pushing dangerous COVID vaccines that have since left millions dead and injured. Despite farcical measures by the government to censor the facts, the truth is undeniable, and a wave of anger is sweeping across the country.
The actions that led to the deaths and injuries of so many Australians were not just civil matters to be addressed under civil proceedings. We ask Australian police detectives to identify and investigate the criminal actions which also need to be prosecuted under various criminal codes and other legislation and treaties. Each perpetrator must be charged criminally for any crimes that they have committed.
CDC told us and the FDA told us it stays in your arm. We know that's a lie. And it's a toxic protein that gets distributed to every organ system.
Man-made toxin.
Oh, yes. Man-made. This was man-made.
Yeah. Boosters that must be stopped. We need to stop injections immediately, and all of you are saying that.
Yes.
You've described this as the largest crime ever.
I regard it as the crime of the century, yes, because of the insistence of putting this into young adults and children, and the fact that they're trying to use this as a big cover-up for messenger RNA to be the standard vaccination mechanism of the future. I mean, this is gene therapy in children. I mean, the outcome could just be truly catastrophic. 6 billion people have had these vaccines. I mean, that's over 75% of the world's population at risk of long-term problems with this that we haven't even started to scratch the surface of.
We're talking about serious vaccine injury, and the medical community doesn't want to recognise this disease, doesn't want to investigate it, doesn't want to look at treatment strategies for a population, as you said, of over 400 million people who are severely injured and disabled. Angus has said this is... Well, I don't know. He says the crime of the century. Maybe it's the biggest crime in history because of the number of willfully, the number of people that have been injured and killed by the so-called safe and effective vaccine.
The greatest crime in history must now be punished. And now, white hat police officers and senior prosecutors are working to deliver justice. But they can't do it alone. According to an Australian sergeant, major arrests are imminent, the kind that will send shockwaves across the world. And the eyes of the world are crucial in ensuring this operation succeeds, holding the elite and their enforcers accountable. We've got the details coming right up. Today's sponsor is PillsForever.com. If you think Big Pharma have your best interests at heart, think again. Under Biden, the price of medicine in America has skyrocketed, and there are certain medicines Big Pharma don't want you to know about. That's why I've partnered with PillsForever.com. All of their FDA-approved medicines are the cheapest you'll find anywhere. More importantly, you can order medicines that Big Pharma don't want you to have, such as ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and fenbendazole. Speaking of fenbendazole, not only does it get rid of parasites that live inside your body, there have been studies that show fenbendazole can help with cancer. Listen to this testimony of Joe Tippins, a cancer survivor, thanks to fenbendazole.
2 years ago, Joe Tippins says he was told to go home, call hospice, and say his goodbyes. The doctors were unanimous. He was going to die of small cell lung cancer.
Once that kind of cancer goes that far afield, the odds of survival are less than 1%, and the median life expectancy is 3 months.
Tippins says he got a tip, not from a pharmacist, but a veterinarian. And in his desperation, he turned from people medicine to dog medicine. Specifically, fenbendazole.
My insurance company spent $1.2 million on me with traditional means before I switched to a $5 a week medicine that actually saved me.
Get 15% off using coupon code People's Voice at the checkout. Please click the link below this video or call 256-664-4170 to take advantage of this fantastic offer. Millions of Australians are now facing serious health challenges after the shots, with growing concerns about accelerated aging in younger people. Tragic stories of loved ones suffering heart attacks and strokes are becoming disturbingly common. Until now, Australian health officials have parroted Big Pharma's narrative, gaslighting the public about vaccine dangers. But the truth is getting harder to ignore. Ambulances are overwhelmed, and the body bags keep piling up.
People in this country and globally have been steamrolled. It is also clear that it has been coordinated globally. It is also clear that it has been integrated, not just over 6 months, not just over 2.5 years, but it has been planned over decades. The changes to legislation in this country were done so that they could control doctors and people. But the people are waking, and it's thanks to people like Dr. Altman and all the presenters here today, thanks to people like Senator Babette and Craig Kelly. We know, and we knew, that this is all bullshit and that we've been had. But we are going to hound you down, the people that are guilty. We are going to hound you down and hold you accountable, and we will expose your global agenda so that the people of Australia can be free in the future. Because I love my kids and I'm looking forward to my grandkids. And we are going to save this country.
Now, you may be thinking that Senator Roberts is ill-informed or that he is exaggerating in his claims that the pandemic and vaccine rollout has been, coordinated globally, planned over decades, and the changes in legislation in this country were done so that they could control doctors and people. These claims do seem quite extraordinary to those who are not well informed of the facts. But these claims are well supported by many global experts, including Dr. David Martin, who has been a biological weapons expert advisor to the US government for 25 years. Here are some key facts, fully supported by documented evidence, which have been presented by Dr. Martin to numerous US and other government leaders around the world, including the European Parliament. Dr. Martin outlines that various patents exist on coronaviruses, with initial filings dating back to 2002.
SARS is actually not a natural progression of a zoonotic modification of coronavirus. As a matter of fact, very specifically, in 1999, Anthony Fauci funded research at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, specifically to create, and you cannot help but you know, lament what I'm about to read, because this comes directly from a patent application filed on April 19th, 2002, and you heard the date correctly, 2002, where the NIAID built an infectious replication defective coronavirus that was specifically targeted for human lung epithelium. In other words, we made SARS. And we patented it on April 19th, 2002, before there was ever any alleged outbreak in Asia, which, as you know, followed that by several months. That patent, issued as U.S. Patent 7279327, that patent clearly lays out in very specific gene sequencing the fact that we knew that the ACE receptor, the ACE2 binding domain, the S1 spike protein, and other elements of what we have come to know as this scourge pathogen was not only engineered, but could be synthetically modified in the laboratory using nothing more than gene sequencing technologies, taking computer code and turning it into a pathogen or an intermediate of the pathogen.
White hat police officers and senior prosecutors, horrified by the lawlessness and authoritarianism during the pandemic, are rising up. They're exposing corrupt colleagues who abuse their power, officers who brutalized innocent people under the guise of public safety. But they're not stopping there. They're going after the ones who gave the orders, the politicians, the bureaucrats, and the corporate elites who orchestrated it all. And this time, justice is coming from within.
Sergeant, there are reports that a faction within the Australian police force is preparing to take action against high-profile figures involved in the COVID vaccine rollout. Can you confirm this?
Look, I'll tell you this. What we've uncovered is bloody shocking. The evidence is overwhelming and there's no way to sweep this under the rug. This wasn't just bureaucratic incompetence. It was a coordinated crime against the people. We swore an oath to protect and serve, and that means going after the real criminals, no matter how powerful they are.
But the legal system seems to be stacked in their favour. Are you really saying you'll move forward with arrests despite the political and institutional barriers?
Damn right we will. The whole system is rigged. Politicians, judges, health officials, big pharma execs, the media, all covering for each other, keeping the truth buried. But we're not playing along anymore. We're making the arrests. And when we do, it's going to send shockwaves through the entire establishment.
Are you concerned about retaliation? You're going up against some of the most powerful people in the country.
Of course. That's why I'm staying anonymous for now. But once we move, once those first arrests happen, I'll stand by every word. We're not just talking about a few bad actors. We're talking about an entire system that let this happen, that profited off it, and left people to suffer. Someone has to bring it down, and we're ready to start.
What do you want the public to do?
We need people to back us. The world needs to see what's happening. We know most people regret taking these shots. It's not just Australians. It's the whole world. The people were misled, pressured, and lied to. This is their chance to step up, to show some backbone, and demand justice. No more silence, no more sitting on the fence. We're taking action. Now the people need to do their part.
As the global elite scramble to evade justice, we must recognise the full weight of their crime. Using biological weapons to harm or kill is a violation of the Geneva Convention, signed in 1949 by both US President Eisenhower and Australian Prime Minister Ben Chifley. The penalty? Death by hanging or firing squad. Australians are rightly outraged, especially as their institutions have been corrupted by big pharma and global interests. Take Judge Helen Roeff QC. She dismissed the lawsuit seeking to halt Pfizer's vaccine rollout, despite claims the company violated laws on genetically modified organisms. What she failed to disclose? She was on Pfizer's payroll. Her ruling allowed Pfizer and Moderna to continue injecting Australians, turning the country into one of the most vaccinated nations on Earth.
As many as 104,000 deaths may have occurred directly from COVID-19 vaccines and 2.3 million serious adverse reactions. That is almost 1 in 10 Australians who may have been seriously adversely affected by these products, taken under the assurance by all government leaders and health authorities that they were safe and effective.
Australia is working hard to ensure we all have access to safe, effective and free COVID-19 vaccines.
But even so, I think that that demonstrates that we do need to continue to stress the vaccines as being safe and effective.
What's the message for the public? It's safe, it's effective, it will help protect you.
Australia's COVID-19 vaccines have passed the Therapeutic Goods Administration's strict tests, which means they are safe and effective.
The COVID-19 vaccines are very safe and effective.
The COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective for children.
Over 1,500 children received that vaccine in that clinical trial, and it proved highly safe and effective in that trial.
Ever since taking the trial COVID-19 vaccine from Pfizer in 2020, 14-year-old Maddie DeGarry has experienced extreme reactions and had to be placed in a wheelchair. Now, over 2 years later, Maddie is still in serious condition with vision problems, poor neck control, waist down numbness, and she needs a feeding tube. Stephanie DeGarry is Maddie's mother, and she joins us now. Has anyone from Pfizer or the federal government reached out to you to see what is going on with Maddie and why she has not recovered from this trial vaccine?
No, they have not. I feel like we're living in a horror movie, to be honest with you. I don't know how else to describe it.
And it's fascinating because you would think that Pfizer would want to know what happened to the children in their trial. And our federal government continues to recommend the vaccine for children and even babies. What are your thoughts on that?
They should not be recommending this for children or babies. There's no benefit to it. There's only bad things that are going to happen, and there's more and more kids that this is happening to.
The criminals have been put on notice, and as Senator Roberts warns, they'll be hunted down. People are waking up. A critical mass is forming in Japan, Australia, and beyond. Nations once thought lost to the globalists. But time is running out. The elite must face justice now, before they unleash their next manufactured crisis and tighten their grip on future generations. Here are the People's Voice. We're determined to continue exposing the elite, but we need your help. Subscribe to the channel and join the People's Voice Locals community to join our amazing team and gain access to exclusive and uncensored content. I hope to see you there. Today's video is brought to you by IPv6ers. Are you a content creator who wants to publish information online without Big Brother spying and censoring your every move? IPv6ers is set to revolutionise the way information is disseminated on the internet by eliminating the need for big tech companies to provide unreliable, overpriced services such as self-hosting, email and data management. IPv6ers enables an easy and accessible way for you to host your own web and email server with direct end-to-end connections and enhanced security. This means no snooping for Big Brother and no interference from the technocratic elite. If Hillary Clinton can get away with running her own server, why shouldn't you? Go to thepeoplesvoice.tv/IPv6 to sign up, or click the link below this video to take back control of the internet and win the info wars against the globalists. If you like our content, help support our sponsor, IPv6ers, and go to thepeoplesvoice.tv/IPv6 today. Thank you, IPv6ers, for making this video possible.